AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Podcast. Going to be looking ahead to Friday's card at Ascot on this edition. Pretty strong card as well. We've got some nice graded contests to look forward to. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by AP to look ahead to the action. Morning, AP.
Good morning, Alex. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good stuff. Just before we start, I'd just like to offer my congratulations on your third place finish last Sunday on Sports Personality of the Year. Obviously, we spoke beforehand, we knew that Andy Murray would be hard to beat, but you've got to be pretty happy with third there.
Yeah, obviously Andy Murray was a very worthy winner, having won run within the first there in 75 years, it was an amazing achievement, but to finish third in the Sports Personality of the Year, yeah, it was a great honour, so thanks to all the people that voted for me. That was very kind of them.
Absolutely. Okay, then, good stuff. We will look ahead to the Ascot card today. We've got a 1 o'clock start today with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. You ride Tara Road here for Rebecca Curtis, a horse that's certainly shown some promise so far and has been well supported this morning.
Yeah, he won a bumper at Chaps the last time, having been third time before at Sandown. Yeah, he's probably a nice type of horse. He's running a pretty hot maiden hurdle, if you like. Obviously, there's three of Nicky Henderson's in there. Royal Boy obviously looks the best of those. The Barry's riding him. He was third, actually, in a Tallworth hurdle. So he was. So he's not a bad horse. And obviously, pleasant company of David Pipes, is a good winner of an Ascot bumper last time. So not much in it. Royal Boy is probably the one on the third. The Tallworth hurdle, that's probably the best form there is. So Royal Boy is probably going to be the one to beat. Hopefully Tara Road can run well.
Okay then, next up is the 1:30, a Novices Limited Handicap Chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Another well-fancied runner here in Rio de Savola for Nick Williams, AP. Doesn't look the strongest contest this, and you'd have to have a chance.
Yeah, he's got a chance. He's only a 4-year-old. Won his only chase at Warwick, won okay. Hopefully he's in a fair enough mark. So hopefully he's a good chance. Double until obviously he looks the main danger. He was second in his last run at Worcester back in June. And the Philip Hobbs horse, Urabora, had some okay form in Novice Horrors. Was placed by Sapper Dewar, got a cup Taunton last season. That's probably the bestish form. So hopefully Rio de Savola is up to winning. Yeah.
Okay then. So Rio de Savola there in the 1:30. The 2 o'clock is a novices hurdle, a Grade Two contest over 2 miles. Messini's Trap, you ride here, an Irish raider. Got some bits and pieces of decent form, but this looks a pretty smart lineup.
Yeah, he's got bits and pieces of decent form, but he looks like he's got it all to do. Plenty to find. He was fourth behind Jetski last time, which is an okay run. He's got a rating of 134, which is okay, to be fair. But this is an okay lineup. Long Lunch is one up something, and Market Raisin probably needs to step up. Splashy Ginge won well at entry last time. Looks progressive. Prince Siegfried looks a decent enough horse. Won last time, beat My Wigwam Rears at Hundingen. But the two runners are obviously from the Paul Nicholls, Nicky Henderson camp. I'm with Irv. Really, I think he was very impressive when he won at Taunton and Ascot. And I was very, very impressed with him. Although that Volna Desai won at at Newbury, and he was impressive, and had won very impressively at Kempton as well. Just in the nick of camp, so I'm just going to go for Irvine.
Okay then. Next up is the 2:35. It's the Knoll Novices Chase, a Grade 2 contest over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. They go without Sergeant Dick here, but the four that are left, including your chance, Mr. Mole, will all have chances here.
Yeah, they've all got chances, that's for sure. Very similar races. A lot of them actually, Rare Star has probably got the highest chase rating. Was a little bit disappointed by him dodging bullets last time. Fox Appeal was a good second to Wonderful Charm. Pretty good run was second before that to Black Thunder. Two good novices at Paul Nicholls's. Sid Rea Star was second to Dodging Bullets, and Up to Something was second to Wonderful Charm at Newbury. So the form ties up quite a lot. I'm riding Mr. Mould. He won well at Warwick. He's a horse of plenty of ability, but doesn't always put his best foot forward, if you like. Not much between any of them. You could pick any one of the four of them, and they would all have realistic chances. Rea Star has probably got the best form, having achieved the most in that. He likes, really likes Ascot. So I think he's the main. I think Rea Star is the main one for me, but I hope, obviously, that Mr. Moore can beat him, but I think Rea Star is the danger.
OK, then. Next up, the penultimate race on the card is the 3:10, a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Arguably the most competitive race on the card here, AP. Where should we start with this one?
I'm riding Whiskey Yankee, a horse that had bits of good form for Paul Nicholls, but I think he's had a few problems, so, and he looks pretty highly handicapped at the moment, if you ask me. Probably Peachum of Mickey Henderson's. He's obviously decent, and has had some good runs, if you like. Joanne won of Jamie Snowden's as a progressive and has won his couple of races. I'm probably going to go for a bigger price one, maybe Killen Murphy of Jeremy Scott. Ran okay last time at Newbury behind Mickey and Batiste. And you know, I think he's got some little bits of form that give him a good chance. So, at a bigger price, I'm going to go for Killen Murphy.
Okay, then the final race that we'll look at today is the 3:40. It's a listed bumper over 2 miles. You ride Carningley here for Rebecca Curtis, AP. Looks a nice prospect, but once again coming up against some fellow smart performers here.
Yeah, he's probably got the best form so far. He was obviously a good second to Red Sherlock at Cheltenham at the last meeting, the November meeting, and that's a pretty good form. Josh Yolain of Eddie Hardy's comes from Ireland, was second to Sheehan's Hill, and I know that's very, very well thought of. Willie Mullins has actually won a bumper since. So that's probably pretty good form. So it is. David Pipes could save the Nation Army, who won a bumper pretty well at Fontwell as well. And obviously Dan Skelton's horse, Heron's Hair, has won a bumper too and looked pretty progressive too. I'm going to go for my own horse, Carnegie. I think his form is the best. And if one of them is better than him, then fair play. But I think he's got pretty good solid form, so I'm going to go for Carnegie.
Okay then, great stuff, AP. Best of luck today with all of those rides. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. The Long Walk Hurdle, the feature tomorrow. So we'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.